Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Garbarek. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel strikes out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Lieber reaches third base with a triple. Moore scores. Ripple goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck strikes out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis takes first base on ball four. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell bunts towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Hermann covering, for the out. Camporis moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripple throws the ball into Bartel, who tags Collins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Garbark moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Jurgis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bryant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Jurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurgis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber, who is chasing the ball. Jurgis reaches third base with a triple. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jurgis scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Bryant moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy strikes out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. Marty strikes out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garbark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery moves to third. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive towards third. Ott catches it and throws to first to double up Garbark. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Garbark for a passed ball. Camporis moves to second. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-0 in the game. Hubbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Camporis moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Camporis scores. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hubbell scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Ripple reaches third base with a triple. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarthy. The throw from Garbark and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-2 in the game. Marte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Camporis strikes out. 1 out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Camporis. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins strikes out. 1 out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Georges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garbark moves to second. Tony Lazzari pinch hits for Clay Bryant. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. Garbark moves to third. Georges moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Aspel pinch hits for Stan Hack. Jim Aspel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspel hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tony Lazzari now playing third base. Jack Russell now pitching. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripple moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. Ripple moves to third. 2 outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Garbark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Demery for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Camporas takes first base on ball 4. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hubbell bunts towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Camporas moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 0-for-3 in the game. Marte hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Garbark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubbell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garbark moves to third. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.